This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Heritage Radio Network. Today, we're checking in with some of the panelists and leaders behind Food and Enterprise. Food and Enterprise is a social impact, mission-driven event dedicated to promoting understanding and collaboration amongst multiple stakeholders: farmers, entrepreneurs, consultants, funders, and investors, all who aim to finance a better local food system. Their annual conference kicks off February 27th and runs through March 1st. Today, we're on the line with Andrew Kimball, CEO of Industry City. Andrew, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
So Industry City, 6 million square feet in the middle of Brooklyn. For folks who haven't had the fortune of heading out your way yet, can you give folks a sense of what to expect? What does the space look like?
Well, it's a massive complex. It's 16 buildings on 30 acres, as you say, 6 million square feet of space. It's the largest privately owned industrial complex in New York City and one of the largest in the country. And, you know, really it's lain fallow for almost 50 years. And 18 months ago, a new partnership came together determined to bring it back to life as a hub of the innovation economy, which I like to describe as the broad range of making a physical, a digital, or an engineered product. And food manufacturing, processing, retail opportunities related to food, focused on the artisanal and ethnic food markets is one of the key sectors for us.
And, I mean, the space does have a rich history as a hub in Brooklyn. Can you talk a little bit about what it was intentionally designed for at the beginning of its life?
Sure. It was designed by Irving T. Bush and built by him from the late 1890s to the early 1900s. And at one point, it was a thriving hub with 25,000 workers in manufacturing and warehouse distribution, where goods came in and out of New York City, and much of that came through what was called Bush Terminal at the time. Like a lot of other properties in the 70s, 80s, 90s, as large-scale manufacturing went away, really struggled. And when we arrived 18 months ago, had shrunk to about 2,400 jobs on 6 million square feet of space. And so over the last 2 years, we've begun the revitalization by investing $100 million in electrical upgrades and replacing 18,000 windows and upgrading 144 elevators and creating amenities like courtyards and more functional sidewalks and loading docks. And, you know, that's really driven leasing for us. We've leased about 850,000 square feet of space, many of them food manufacturers.
Wow. And you would definitely have a history of working on large-scale projects. I mean, looking through your bio, the bid to bring in the 2012 Olympic Games to the city, your work with the New York City Public Library, and most recently, your work as the president and chief executive officer of the Brooklyn Navy Yard Development Corporation. I'm wondering if you can talk a bit about the role that you see food playing in Industry City. Obviously, you guys are hosts of this year's Food and Enterprise Conference, but I know Jamestown's property has a history of incorporating kind of food and food businesses. I'm thinking particularly of the Chelsea Market into their revitalization strategy. And how will that be mimicked, or what's your approach for Industry City as it relates to the food space?
Well, food certainly has been a focal point at Chelsea Market and other successful commercial sites. It also was at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, which, as you say, I was CEO for 8 years. And there we had the city's largest rooftop farm run by Brooklyn Grange, producing fresh produce for farmers markets and restaurants in the surrounding communities. At Industry City, we're different than the Navy Yard in that it's 100% privately owned. We're not walled off in the way that we were at the Navy Yard. We're very close to the subway. And so we're aggressively pursuing the food sector for a number of reasons. One, there's tremendous demand for commercial kitchens, culinary kitchens in the city. And often landlords don't want food kitchens in their buildings. We want them, and we want them because they're great industrial businesses. It's a growing sector. It's connected to the kind of local making movement that we want to cultivate across sector, whether it's food or furniture or fashion. And so we're renting out to commercial kitchens here, and we ask them to do one thing, which is open up a retail presence so that people can both see what's getting made, how it gets made, and then actually buy some food. And one of the challenges before we got here was that there were very few places to get something to eat. Now we have 20 or so different options with local food makers where people can find something fantastic to eat during the day.
One of the topics I know that comes up a lot at the Food and Enterprise Conference is community and looking at training entrepreneurs and new businesses on really understanding the needs of their community and who they're serving. So obviously, as these businesses and retail friends open up within the complex, they will serve one another. But can you talk a little bit about what the feedback from the surrounding neighborhoods has been? Because I can imagine if things go in the direction that you guys hope, it's going to mean quite a change for the surrounding area. So how are those kind of stakeholders figuring into your planning efforts?
Right. So, I mean, one, we're thrilled to be doing an event with Food and Enterprise, to be hosting them, to be sponsoring, you know, because of the values that Food and Enterprise stands for. And we think our values are very much aligned here at Industry City in terms of finding sectors that are growing, that create good-paying local jobs. And so one of our strategic initiatives from the start was to engage with local community groups, and we have partnered with a wide range of them, from Opportunities to a Better Tomorrow to Southwest Brooklyn Development Corp to Center for Family Life to create employment opportunities for local workers in manufacturing, in innovation businesses that help people move up the economic ladder. And so that is a core value to us. It's not only the right thing to do as a neighbor, but it's smart business, because if you can help your tenants find local workers who walk to work, they're much more likely to stay in that job more than 6 months and become really good long-term investments for the company. So that's something that we're aggressively doing. We're also very interested in partnering with schools and a wide range of enterprises. So our long-term vision for Industry City is that we're not only filled with commercial businesses, manufacturing, innovation businesses, but that we have complementary school programs associated with that. So whether it's engineering, design, fashion, or culinary schools.
Wow. Well, I have to say, I love the design of your website. Super friendly, super approachable. And if you're a, you know, New York or wanting to be New York-based producer, the kind of leasing information and that process is right there on the site. I'm curious for you personally, Andrew, is there like a dream lunch spot or food space that you're hoping will come in that'll be your haunt?
No, I've been lucky enough to enjoy every one of the new businesses that have moved in, food businesses, from Colson's Pastries to Lilac Chocolates to Little Bit Sweets to Fashion Chef to One Girl Cookie to Ends Meats. You know, there's a wide range of businesses that are moving in that have great offerings. So I actually have to discipline myself to not visit them too often, otherwise I won't be able to fit into any of my clothes.
Yeah, it was a very diplomatic answer, and might be presenting an opportunity for, I don't know, a couple of spinning classes or yoga or Pilates spaces within the complex.
We are actually looking for those things right now, because many of our tenants here have been asking for that kind of amenity. So we're actually trying to achieve that goal as we speak.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for taking a little time to fill us in, and definitely looking forward to checking out the space in a couple of weeks.
Great. Look forward to it. Thanks.
If you want to learn more about what's happening over at Industry City, you can find them at www.industrycity.com. Or come visit, join the Food and Enterprise Conference. For more on the conference and to buy tickets, visit www.foodandenterprise.com. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Erin Fairbanks.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.